Speaking today with Adrian Collins, who is a candidate for HISD trustee in District 9. Adrian, first question I'd like to ask is, why are you running for this office?
Well, I'm running because, you know, I have two children in HISD schools, and I am the husband of a teacher, of HISD teacher that's actually in District 9. And, you know, I've had an opportunity to travel around the country with the president and see schools in disrepair of all sorts, and I would say that they need to fix those problems. But then I come back to my own neighborhood and see the same problems. And, you know, I talked about change all around the world and all around the country, and I would be less of a man to be about change in my own community. So I talked to my wife and to my family, and I decided to step into this race because I thought it was important.
Now, you have been involved in government before. You used to be, I believe, the chief of staff for State Senator Rodney Ellis.
I was Senator Ellis's deputy district director.
Okay.
10 years.
Tell me a little about that experience and about how you think that might benefit you as an HISD trustee.
Well, as you know, HISD is the board is a governing board. It's not a board that manages the day-to-day activities of the school. And I've been a part of the legislative process for almost all my life. I started with Senator Ellis as actually an intern and worked for him for 10 years. I also worked with Scott Hochberg, who's known as an expert in public education, for 4 years. And then I also worked with Prairie View A&M University as a special assistant to the president for governmental affairs. So I understand governing and what we can do as a board to bring about policy that can change the environment at HISD, and especially in District 9.
Now, you're running against an incumbent who's also, I believe, the president of the board, Larry Marshall. What's up with that? Why did you choose to take on an incumbent?
Well, I mean, I didn't choose to take on an incumbent. I chose to take on the issues in my community. We have three high schools in District 9. Two of them are unacceptable. And the one school that's acceptable doesn't meet the national AYP standard. So we have three schools that really need some help. We have three middle schools in my district. One of them is unacceptable, and one of the two that is left is also doesn't meet the national standard. We have a major dropout issue in our community, and we're losing generations of children because I feel that the board is dealing with adult issues instead of putting children first, of course, which is my campaign slogan, is putting children first in HISD.
All right, well, let's start with HISD has now hired on a new superintendent, Terry Greer from San Diego. What is your impression of Dr. Greer?
Everything I heard in the last couple of weeks has been really good information, good news about him. It seems like he really supports things that I'm in support of in reference to trying to help our urban schools and trying to look at new and innovative ways to address some of the issues that HISD has.
And one of the cornerstones of Dr. Greer's career has been dealing with issues of dropout rates.
Right.
He's had a lot of success with that. How do you want to see him address that in HISD?
Well, I want to see him address it aggressively. It is a major issue in my community. I would like to look at new programs. I mean, you know, you take a child who's been in a school and has dropped out, and you go back and bring them back into the school, the same school, the same teachers, the same environment, and you expect different results. I think we need to look at new ways to address it. There's a program called Penn Foster that a lot of schools are looking at and a lot of programs are looking at that give students an opportunity to receive their degree or their diploma via the internet online. And you would say, well, why are you going to do it online when so many people in your community may not have access to those types of facilities? Well, I want to build partnerships with organizations like the HCC, with the community community libraries and the city of Houston and also the local schools to open up those facilities so that students that may have to work during the day to help take care of their family will have an opportunity during the unconventional hours to be able to go back and get their diploma.
Now, you said you have been campaigning or traveling on behalf of the Obama administration. Obviously, I mean, education is one of many priorities that the Obama administration has. The education secretary, Arne Duncan, came from a large urban environment, has been talking a lot about his programs. How do you see that working in HISD? How do you see what the Obama administration is trying to do? How do you see that translate to to what HISD wants and needs to do.
Well, you know, I was listening to the president, I guess it was about maybe 2 weeks ago, talking about education and addressing some of the issues that large urban districts have. And one of the items that he talked about is he wants to make schools more than just something where you drop off your kids, you know, in the morning, and at 3:30, you know, you're done. It should be a part of the community. There should be classes there for parents who want it, whether it be to help improve their language skills or computer classes, so that in my community, you have mothers and fathers that are working two jobs. So you got to think of new and innovative ways to get them back into school. If you can get them back into school, maybe taking a computer class, at that same time, you can also have the child in a tutoring class, helping them with their math skills or helping them with things that will help improve their studies at school.
Now, as it happens, education has also been an issue in the Houston mayor's race, with all of the major candidates talking, having an education plank in their platform.
Exactly.
Peter Brown, for one, has talked about the idea of the city playing a more active role in creating like an urban school district, mm-hmm. which was an idea that I believe he got from the Obama administration and adapted in his own way. You know, where do you see the city of Houston playing a role in public education? I mean, it doesn't have a direct government role, but where do you see the city of Houston government working with, assisting, or doing stuff for HISD?
I mean, there are so many opportunities for the city to be involved in this process. I mean, and that's why I want to be the board member that goes out and develops those partnerships, because the city has the opportunity to have after school programs at their facilities, and we maybe have some partnerships where they can have those programs maybe in some of our HISD schools, so that those parents that have to work till 5 o'clock will have an option to have their child in an after school program, so that they can work throughout the day and not have to worry about trying to take off from work to go and pick up their child. I mean, our children have to travel on those same sidewalks the city lays down. They play a major role in the safety of those children getting back and forth from school. So I think that there are so many opportunities, not only with the city, but the community college, as far as it being a pipeline for those students that want an opportunity to go to community college, and also do partnerships with our local universities. We have so many great universities in our city, and we should, there are so many things that we can do together in order to help this city.
Now, one of the things that the HISD Board of Trustees has been criticized for, mm-hmm. has been not operating in a transparent manner. For instance, the hiring of Dr. Greer was done essentially outside the public eye. We didn't know who they were even talking to until they announced him as the finalist. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a bad idea, but every HISD trustee candidate I've talked to has defended that. What's your opinion of that, and do you believe that HISD, as a general rule, conducts its business in a sufficiently transparent manner?
I mean, you have the opportunity to, of course, attend board meetings and watch it on TV, and also watch it on the internet, but, consumers pay taxes, The schools don't exist because of the board members. It exists because of the people out there that contribute into the system. I want HISD to be more transparent. There are things that you can see out there, but I would love to make it so that folks can be involved in these meetings and see what's going on. Because, it's not about us, the elected officials, the people that are in administration. It's about those children and those parents out there. And I think that they should have a stronger role in seeing what's going on and knowing what's going on in HISD.
Now, of course, another big thing that's going on with HISD is construction that resulted from the 2007 bond referendum.
Correct.
Did you vote for that referendum?
I did vote for that referendum.
Okay. What is your assessment of the current state of, of the progress that they've made? Do you think they're far along as they should be? What's your assessment of it?
It seems like there's been kind of like a stalemate in reference to, some of the buildings and some of the progress is not where we thought it would be when we voted for the bond and when things came up. I don't know what's holding things back, because my wife is actually an educator at Alameda Elementary School, and it's one of the schools that is receiving a new campus. And they're kind of at a stalemate. The old campus is still standing, and they're in temporary buildings at a new site right now. So there has been a stalemate, but I think that here in the future you'll start to see it pick up.
Now, of course, some of the opposition to that bond came from communities, including the African American community. There were a number of legislators like Sylvester Turner who were arguing against the bond on the grounds that it had been rushed, HISD didn't engage the community enough, and they thought that there were some, you know, some parts of HISD that weren't getting enough out of it. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I'm running because I think that we need to have more community engagement, not only the big decisions, but the small decisions. So I'm in agreement that we should involve the community more. But at the time, I thought that the bond program was a great thing because I know that some of the schools in my community needed so much, and they were part of that bond program. And I just wanted to see those students in my community who have been waiting so long. I think my wife's school is about close to 100 years old, you know. And I know the days when her class would not have air conditioning, or you know the roof would be leaking while she's trying to teach class. And I just couldn't stand by and watch that happen. And so that's why I supported the bond.
Okay. More recently, there was some controversy within the board itself because some parents groups and some of the trustees wanted to take action on some unspent funds for different things that had been promised to them before the election by outgoing Superintendent Saavedra. Mm-hmm. Trustee President Marshall, whom you're running against, didn't want to bring these things to a vote. He had some objections, you know, to the way the funding was going to be doled out. But ultimately, he did allow it to come to a vote, and you know, the money was split up in different ways. In some cases, it's going to allow some school construction to go forward. What's your opinion of how that went?
I think that it should have been transparent, and I'm glad that Mr. Marshall made the decision to finally vote for it and allow some of these programs to move forward. I was concerned about the way that he had spent his allocation. I think he had given Worthing an additional $7 million so that they could add an addition on top of the $17 million that they received from the bond referendum. I would have actually given the entire allotment to Worthing so that they could go toward just building a new school instead of putting a Band-Aid on a gushing wound at Worthing, because you know you're building a new wing and depending on a new bond, which you can't go to the taxpayers now and ask them for more money, especially in these tough economic times. So yes, that's where I stand on that.
As a matter of philosophy, do you believe that school principals should have a lot of latitude to do, to innovate and do things they want within the school to, improve scores or whatnot? Or do you believe that principals should, as a general rule, take their direction from the board and the superintendent?
Right. I think that they should have that leeway. You know, each community is different. Each school and each neighborhood is different. And you can't address every issue at a school the same way. So I believe principals should have that latitude to be able to look at things and look at the condition of their schools, look at the makeup of their students, and address them on an individual basis.
HISD has gotten its evaluations from the state under tax and from the federal government under No Child Left Behind. And,
right.
In some cases, a school passed one and failed the other.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this, and how should it be addressed going forward?
Yes. I had an opportunity to look at those scores, and I saw that. I mentioned earlier that two of my high schools were unacceptable, and then the one that was acceptable didn't meet those standards. I think it's because we're teaching to a test, and instead of teaching children the basics and everything that they need to know, and they'll be prepared for any test that's in front of them. Teachers and administrators are pushing this test so much that students aren't comprehending enough to be able to translate it into any test they take.
As I mentioned earlier, HISD has a new superintendent, Greer. He just started, I believe, at the beginning of September. What's your assessment of the tenure of the outgoing superintendent, Dr. Saavedra?
I think Dr. Saavedra did the best he could do in the situation that he was placed in. There were some, you know, some hot moments at HISD, and what I plan on bringing to the board is, I'm not the guy that's going to go in there and try to, you know, be a one-man show and try to change it. I want to be a team player, but at the same time, I want to address the issues in District 9, because my opponent, Mr. Marshall, always talks about, in the forums we're in, he talks about how great HISD is doing as a whole, but he never mentions his own district and the performance of his own schools. And I want to be an advocate for those folks. I want to be able to come back 4 years from now and talk about the Blue Ribbon School that we have in District 9. I want to be able to come back and talk about my high schools going from being acceptable to being having the top level in reference to AYP, the national level, and also the state levels of excellence.
Some of the initiatives that the Obama administration talks about, or Secretary Duncan in particular talks about, are things that are not always popular with teachers here in HISD. I'm talking about things like performance pay for teachers, and also charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
Taking these one at a time, you know, what's your opinion of you know, what role does performance pay have within HISD?
Performance pay under my administration will have a role, because I believe people should be rewarded when they do a great job. And we want to encourage people to look at themselves and think of how they could be a better teacher or a better administrator. In reference to, what was the other question?
Charter schools. What role, charter schools obviously are, mm-hmm. you know, complementary to HISD,
right.
Or perhaps competitive, depending on how you want to look at it, but not part of HISD. You know, what role do charter schools play, and how should HISD deal with them?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with charter schools, but I want to make sure that if there's a charter school in my district that is performing. There are some great charter schools out there doing new and inventive and innovative things that are really helping the children in my community. But then there are some out there that are not performing and that are not doing a good job for the children of my district. My main focus is on that community school, though. I mean, if you're looking for a guy that's going to look to, you know, to have that as an anchor for my district, I believe those schools are the same schools that nurtured a Barbara Jordan, that had a Mickey Leland, a Rodney Ellis. So these communities can perform. So my focus is to help these community schools, because they've been there before and they can be great again.
And when people come to vote in this election in November, why should they vote for you and not one of your opponents?
Yes. They should vote for me because I want to put children first. I think that's something that's sorely lacking in HISD, and especially in District 9. I'm the person that's going to get up every morning and fight for the children. Fight for the children, not only the children that are making good grades, but the children that are not quite making it. I want to make a difference in their lives. So, because when you have a thriving school in the community rises up. When you see a school that's not doing well, you see the community deteriorates around it. When you see a school that's performing and that students are doing the best, that's when you see a community rise up.
All right. Adrian Collins, thank you very much for talking to me.